Welcome to Good News Chester County, a bi-weekly program devoted to broadcasting good news, good events, good companies and organizations, and talking to good citizens who are making a difference in the community to make it a better place to live, work, and raise a family in and around Chester County. Here are today's hosts, Lou Beccaria and Vince Melagrana.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Good News Chester County, a bi-weekly program devoted to broadcasting good news about the organizations and people who are making a difference in our Chester County community, helping to make our community a better place to live, work, and raise a family. I'm Vince Melagrana, and with me is my co-host, Lou Beccaria. Lou, our guest today from Mission First.
Yes, thanks, Vince. Well, once again, folks, we're honored to bring you another in a long line of stories about good people doing good things to make Chester County a much better place to live, work, and raise a family. And today's story is about the impact that an organization, Mission First, is having on veterans and how their efforts are making the veterans' lives better and giving them a new lease on life. So I'd like to introduce to you Mark Deitcher, who is the business director for Mission, the business development director, excuse me, for Mission First, and Maura Rooney, who is the director of strategic investment. Welcome, both of you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Okay. Well, first, let's just have a little bit of brief background about each of you, and let's start with Maura. How about tell us a little bit about your background? How'd you get here to Mission First?
Personally?
Yeah. What about your professional background?
Sure. Well, I've actually worked in the nonprofit industry for a number of years. I've been at Mission First Housing Group for a little over 2 years now. Prior to that, I worked for a small consulting firm, and we did fundraising and development for nonprofits in the Philadelphia area. So I was interested in working actually within an agency, so I was lucky enough to land at Mission First Housing Group.
Good. And Mark, how about yourself?
I as well came from a small consulting firm. I, at that consulting firm, the same one that Maura was at, I did affordable housing consulting for 15 years prior to coming to Mission First. And Mission First was one of my clients, and I've, you know, basically been able to expand on what I would did as a consultant, and I enjoy being within the organization rather than being a consultant. So it's been a great experience for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us about the Mission First Housing Group. How did it get started? Why did it get started? And how does it operate?
Sure. I'd be happy to talk a little bit about the organization. We're actually a family of nonprofits that work together to ensure that everyone has a safe, affordable place to call home. Our mission is to develop and manage affordable, safe, sustainable homes for people in need. And we actually focus on the vulnerable. We are in our 25th year, celebrating our 25th anniversary this year. And we were originally founded in 1988 in Philadelphia, and our original mandate was to provide for the housing needs of adults living with chronic mental illness. We actually acquired our first property. It's a South Philadelphia duplex, which is still in our portfolio today. We acquired the property in June 1989, and we had our first resident move in that same year. In the first year, we managed homes for fewer than 50 people. Over the course of that history, you know, getting from managing fewer than 50 units to where we are today, which is actually managing more than 2,000 units of affordable housing, we really worked to develop a model for providing quality affordable housing for vulnerable populations. And what we wanted to do was to bring that model to new geographies and to serve other people in need. So today, we're actually a mid-Atlantic nonprofit. We're headquartered in Philadelphia, and we still remain very committed to working in Philadelphia. But now, we currently have projects in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, the state of Delaware, in Baltimore, Maryland, and we have a significant presence in Washington, D.C., and we've also really diversified the population that we serve. We now serve families, veterans, seniors, individuals with disabilities, and we do that. We provide housing, affordable housing, for more than 3,000 people today in about 2,000 units. So we've really come a long way since our initial founding in 1988.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot of growth over 25 years, Maura. How did the organization, you know, get the heart for dealing with the population of those going through mental health recovery?
That's an interesting question. In the early days, we were actually founded as part of a demonstration project. It was a collaboration between HUD, the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the City of Philadelphia. And it was part of a demonstration program to address the housing needs of adults living with chronic mental illness. And we were one of nine programs that were founded across the country to respond to that housing mm-hmm. need. So we were founded to address a very specific housing issue for a very specific population. And over time, using the model that we developed in those early days, we've sort of expanded to include other populations to kind of bring that model to.
Yeah. You're right in the middle of what is a movement that's right in vogue, and that's housing first with the mentally ill, and also the move to create permanent housing. Montgomery County is very active in that, as well as Chester County with their Decades of Doorways program. So you're right in the thick of things.
Yep. Yeah. And we're happy to be a part of that that process and helping folks to get back on their feet and live independently. Yeah.
Now, it's also noted that a lot of people who have mental illness are also veterans, okay? Regretfully so, but that seems to be what the data show. Tell us a little bit about your interest in getting into developing affordable housing for veterans.
Sure. It really is just sort of an extension of our mission. We really, we've been following the data. The numbers really speak for themselves. HUD actually issued a report that estimated that in 2013, more than 57,000 veterans were homeless on a single night in that year. And so we really felt like from a mission perspective, that was something that we needed to respond to. And we also feel like we have a lot of capacity to do that. There's an actual movement that's kind of a collaboration between the federal government and the nonprofit sector to work toward a very bold goal of ending veterans' homelessness by 2015. And we felt like, based on our experience and our mission, that we had the capacity and the expertise to play a role in that. In Philadelphia alone, we have 1,200 units of affordable housing that we own. And so we felt like we had a mandate to kind of step up and respond to the issue.
1,200 just for veterans?
Not just for veterans, no. We have 1,200 units that we own in our Philadelphia portfolio, and we have a lot of capacity. As units turn over, we can very quickly provide housing for veterans in need.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Should we go to break? No. Mark, how about yourself? Tell us a little bit about the Mission First and its business development interest that that you're kind of in charge of.
In terms of overall,
yeah.
I mean, so my job is really to take our expertise that we have and look to new markets, and that could be new geographic markets or also could be new populations to serve. And so because of the mandate to that, one of the things our executive director is a Marine, I guess you're never a former Marine, and Walt Kubiak, and he has basically said to us, really wants us to focus on veterans housing. That's one of the things that we're really looking to do, and that's one of the reasons why we're here talking to you today. So that's like one population we're looking to, but we're also looking geographically. So we're looking a lot in Chester County, Montgomery County, in the suburbs of Philadelphia. We have our first project in New Jersey, in Bordentown, New Jersey. And we're looking to expand both geographically and populations that we serve.
Okay.
Wow.
Great.
Okay. This is a good time to take a little break. You're listening to Good News Chester County on WCHE 1520 AM and WCHE1520.com. We will be right back, so stay with us.
French and Pickering Creeks Conservation Trust in Phoenixville is a nonprofit that conserves endangered land and natural resources in northern Chester County. By protecting farms and forests, they are keeping the water you drink clean. To learn more about the Great Marsh, sustainable agriculture, and this year's Iron Tour, visit their website at frenchandpickering.org or call 610-933-7577. That's 610-933-7577.
Good News Chester County with your host Lou Beccaria is proudly sponsored by the Chester County Community Foundation, located at 28 West Market Street in Westchester's beloved historic Lincoln Building. Community Foundation connects people who care with causes that matter. Community Foundation is a collection of 400 endowed donor-advised funds, which grants around $2 million annually to charitable causes throughout the U.S. Let your legacy make a difference now and forever. For more info, visit chescocf.org or call 610-696-8211. Drop by the Lincoln Building at 28 West Market Street or ask for Lou.
We are back with Good News Chester County. And Lou, let's remind our audience, they can send a question or a future comment to ljbeccaria@juno.com, or they can call 610-283-8276.
Okay, Vince, let me reintroduce our guest. For those of you who are just tuning in, we have the pleasure today of talking with Mark Deitcher, who is the Business Development Director for Mission First, and Moira Rooney, who is the Director of Strategic Investment. And when we broke for commercial, we were talking, both Mark and Moira, about your work with veterans. Now, why is Mission First particularly well-suited to tackle this issue?
That's a good question. Because our history is one of developing housing solutions for vulnerable populations, we felt that we have specific expertise to address the crisis of veterans' homelessness. And while it's true that many veterans experience homelessness and issues that come with it might be able to address this themselves, our particular expertise in the area of supportive housing with housing with services, we felt like we had something to offer from our, and a lot of this is what Moira mentioned earlier about our 25 years of experience. We can bring this to bear to serve veterans.
Okay, good. Moira, anything you'd like to add to that? You have a project going on in Spring City.
We do have a project going on. When we decided to commit ourselves to addressing the issue of at-risk veterans, we kind of took our time to think about the best approach, which we've sort of honed over the last year or so. And it's, you know, a combination of things. We're actively partnering with other veteran-serving nonprofits to identify those that are in need for housing. We are actively placing veterans in housing, and we do that in a couple of ways. We, as I said earlier, have, you know, significant capacity in terms of our scattered site units in Philadelphia, and so we've managed to place over the last year a number of veterans, 44 veterans since January of 2013, in some of our scattered site units in the city. But we're also actively, we have 4 veterans-specific housing projects in our development pipeline, including one here in Chester County in Spring City, which I'll let Mark tell you a little bit more about.
Yeah, it might be helpful to give you some context so you can understand how we came to be interested in developing veterans housing in Chester County. The Housing Authority of Chester County has been a partner to Mission First since the beginning planning stages of this project. The Housing Authority had a first-hand understanding of the challenges of the rental market in Chester County. And one of the issues is, as people in Chester County know, is that the rents are very high, and to get affordable housing, often the housing is substandard. And the Housing Authority brought together us and the Veterans Administration of the Coatesville VA and us together, and we formed a partnership to look at identifying a site and then bringing together some resources to make it happen. And so it was our job as the developer to find the site, and we started looking around and came up with a site that we think is a great site. It's in East Vincent Township. It's a 3.5-acre site. It's a site people might know as the former Whitehall Inn, which has served as most recently, I think, as a restaurant. But before that, it had been a mixture of some people we know have lived there, and it has been different things over its history. I think it was established in 1802. And the rest of the site is a vacant site, and we're going to basically build, what we're looking to do there is to do an adaptive reuse of the Whitehall Inn and then a new construction project around that.
Mm-hmm. Was this project on the Whitehall property based strategically there because of its proximity, Mark, to the Veterans Center in Spring City, or is it just happenstance?
Actually, I should say yes, but that would be not true. it was just dumb luck. And I think that one of the things that we really are working with, it's sites are hard to come by in Chester County to find a good site, especially with a supportive community. And that's what we found in East Vincent Township. So we found that first. The great thing about for older veterans who might serve in our in our project is, and we'll, is that some of them, as they as their skills decline, their activities of daily living, they need more assistance with, they would be appropriate people to go into the Spring City Veterans Centers, because mm-hmm. that's more almost like quasi-assisted living. So in essence, it's almost a continuum for the older veterans. But we expect to be a mix of old and young, because we have people from the Vietnam War, but we also have from the more recent wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. So we see there to be a sort of an age mix in our units. Mm-hmm. But to answer your question, I mean, really, it was dumb luck. But I think it's a great thing to benefit. So.
Moira, hopefully you'll know the answer to this. Maybe you don't. But what is the selection criteria for the veterans to get into this kind of housing? I mean, since there are thousands that need the help, how do you come to pick, you know, the people that will actually dwell in the veterans units that you're building?
Well, we actually envision, in terms of who's going to live at the White Hall, all the veterans that are going to live there will be low-income, at-risk veterans. And we feel that our partnership with the Coatesville VA is going to be primary referral source. So they have a transitional housing facility, and we imagine that, or envision rather, that the majority of our residents at the White Hall are going to come through that partnership. We also, as Mark was saying, you know, we've learned a lot about the challenges of securing affordable housing in the region for veterans. And so while there are folks that might be currently housed in the community, many of them are in substandard housing arrangements. And so what we've learned from the Housing Authority and from the VA is that they are looking for a project like the White Hall to serve as an alternative to that housing that some folks are currently living in but isn't quite up to par. So, you know, we're actively looking at those populations. We'll be developing a marketing plan also to make sure that others in the East Vincent Township area know about the project and about Mission First so that they can inquire about housing for those in need.
Yeah. There are thousands of people that will hear this broadcast. How can any of those people get involved if they would like to do? What contribution can they make? Because there are a lot of people out in the community that say, you know, I have a heart for veterans, but I just don't know exactly what to do. How can they get involved?
Well, I'd be happy to answer that question. Mark and I are both at Mission First Housing Group play roles where we have to be thinking about funding for projects. And we actually recently submitted an application for financing to the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency, which, if it's awarded, will secure a significant portion of the funding for our project. But we still expect to have a bit of a gap. And so one of the greatest ways that we would love to engage folks is through contributing financially to the project. And that can happen in both big and small ways. We'll have opportunities for folks, whether they're philanthropic individuals or businesses or local foundations, to invest with capital grants. Or folks can actually contribute as individuals to help the project.
I know you have a fund for veterans that
we
you
do.
Started,
we do.
I'd like to come back to that when we go into the next portion,
Great.
If we could.
Great.
So, because I think a lot of people would like to hear about that vehicle. My guests are it's Mark Deitcher, who is the Business Development Director for Mission First, and Moira Rooney, who is the Director of Strategic Investment for Mission First. We'll be right back after this word.
Did you know that Westchester University offers a wide array of arts performances in theater, dance, and music, all right here in suburban Chester County? Throughout the year, both professional acts and student performances highlight the university's stages. Jazz ensembles, dance troupes, choral concerts, plays and musicals, even the new President Speakers Series featuring noted speakers. Many events are free, some are ticketed, and have a small admission fee. Learn more at wcupa.edu/arts.
Dave's Automotive Repair has served the Westchester area with a commitment to service and value for over 37 years. They have the experience and expertise to get the job done right the first time. Their skilled and knowledgeable professionals use only the finest tools, materials, and state-of-the-art technology. At Dave's Automotive, they pride themselves on personal service and customer satisfaction. From oil changes to complete engine overhauls, they guarantee their work and your satisfaction. They're open 6 days a week and are located at 301 South Bolmar Street in Westchester. Come in and give them a try or call 610-696-7153. That's 610-696-7153.
We are back with Good News Chester County on WCHE1520.com and WCHE1520 AM.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, we have the pleasure today of talking with Mark Deitcher, who is the Business Development Director for Mission First, and Moira Rooney, who is the Director of Strategic Investment. And when we left for commercial, Moira, we were talking about the fund for veterans that Mission First has set up as a means of getting the word out to our listening public here. Tell us a little bit more about that and how people can get involved.
Sure. I'm happy to talk about that. The fund for veterans is actually something that we established about a year ago, and it's an internal rental assistance fund, and it's designed to help veterans who found housing within the Mission First portfolio but might need a little bit of extra help getting back on their feet. So maybe they're now in housing and they're working towards securing employment, but maybe they need help paying a security deposit or a little extra help paying their rent on a monthly basis, and we want to make sure that they have the supports that they can, that they need to get back on their feet so that they can live independently over the long term. So we established this fund. It's been very successful. We did our end of the year 2013 fundraising campaign around the fund, and we raised $30,000, which we were really happy about. And we've secured a lot of new donors through the fund. People are really eager to find a way to help veterans in need, and this is a great way. We've had folks that have contributed $17 a day, because we calculated it out, and it costs about $17 a day for us to provide housing for a veteran. And we've had folks who have made contributions as large as $3,000 or $6,000, which is actually about what it costs to provide housing for a veteran across the course of a year. So we'd love to encourage folks to contribute that way if they can. They can go to our website and make contributions online. We have a new website that we're really excited about. It's missionfirsthousing.org, and there's a Donate Now button you can go to. We're also looking for ways as the, you know, as we further flesh out the plans for the project to engage folks in a volunteer capacity. So, you know, because we have this 3.5-acre site that we're developing on, we're talking about doing things like community gardening, and we'd be looking for volunteers from the community to engage that way. There will be a lot of ways to engage folks to help support this project, and we're, you know, really looking forward to developing even more as we get closer to groundbreaking.
What are some of the, I'm going to ask you you this, Mark, what are some of the, I'll call them ancillary services that in the work that you do with veterans that you find that they need, aside from the housing, obviously?
Sure. you know, I think veterans, one of the things I think veterans often need is they often need, you know, case management. So because often when they arrive, when people become homeless, they've clearly something is not going right in their lives, and sometimes they need help in putting their lives back together. Case managers often link veterans to services. Veterans often have a link to lots of great services, like great healthcare through the VA. The VA also, through the healthcare, can also provide counseling that many veterans need. But more than that, you know, as the veterans, you know, are sort of more secure in their health, you know, often they're going to need help in branching out in the world, and that could be with education, could be with job training. And so one of the things we're going to have is a computer center, and it seems a little bit maybe dated, but I think veterans sort of like that camaraderie, and the idea would be to sort of work together in things like resume preparation, like maybe some of them might be trying to earn online GEDs. So the idea is to kind of try to figure out what the needs of the veterans are, and then fine-tune that. The White Hall that we're talking about is going to have this computer center. It's also going to have a fitness room, so, you know, work on the physical health. We're going to really, it's going to be a place, a nice community room for the veterans, so a place that they can kind of coalesce, but also work on becoming more independent.
Okay. Do the veterans, will they be required to pay anything for this housing that they're going to get?
Sure. Yeah. As I mentioned before, we have a partnership with the Housing Authority of Chester County, and they're providing 35 VASH vouchers. VASH vouchers are enables a veteran to pay 30% of their income. And then the Housing Authority, through a partnership with between HUD and the VA, will pay the difference in their rent. And that'll be 35 of the 48 units on the site. The other 13 units will be what we call rent restricted. So the top rent, I think, will be about $640 for a veteran in a unit, and then going down from there. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, all the units will be affordable, and some will be very affordable, you know, based on people's income.
Yeah. Do you find that the veterans who need the housing tend to be older veterans or younger ones? And when I say older, I mean those coming from the Vietnam era, or younger ones that have been involved with the most recent wars in Afghanistan and Iraq and in the early 90s?
Historically, it's been the Vietnam era vets. I think more recently it's a lot of the newer vets, and I think it's going to be more increasingly that way. A lot of the newer vets are also working their way through the VA healthcare system, and so once they're out of the healthcare system, they're also going to be hitting the community. And so there'll be a lot more people with physical disabilities because of war injuries.
Yeah. Okay, great. We have just about one more minute left, so Moira, let me turn to you, and maybe you can give the website address and
sure.
The phone number and another plug for the fund for veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as I said, we have this great new website, and we're really excited to share that with the public, and you can see that at www.missionfirsthousing.org. We'd love to have you not only click on that Donate Now button so that maybe you could make a contribution to our fund for veterans, but we'd love to have you sign up for the e-news on our website as well. I'll give you the phone number, 215-557-8484. That'll get you to the main operator. And if you have any questions, you can certainly ask for me. And again, we'd love to have you visit the website. Thanks so much for having us here today.
Oh, it's been our pleasure. Moira, thank you very much. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And best of luck with all your projects, but particularly with the Whitehall project here in Chester County.
Thanks.
Okay, Vince, it's all yours.
Okay, we are done with this broadcast. And Lou, I think you got the close.
Okay. You've been listening, folks, to Good News in Chester County. Thanks for tuning in. It's really been our pleasure to bring you this show, as it is every time that we are on the air. There are plenty of stories here in Chester County to bring you, and next time we'll have another one that's going to show you all the good things going on in Chester County. So remember, folks, play nice and be kind to each other. Good afternoon, everybody.